Last time we were here, I asked you about Josh Hawkins and how House is saying that he was having a good camp as anyone. Mm-hmm. Once he was with the first team today, and I realize injuries are probably part of the role there, but what have you thought of Josh's camp?
He's been up and down. We're going to give him opportunity to get more reps. The only way you know if he can play against top-level receivers is to give him an opportunity to go against them. So that's what we're going to do this week.
Fits Gunter to the slot position. And it looks like you've been using him more there now.
Well, Gunter's a smart player. I mean, so to play in the slot, you have to have a control of our defense. You have to be very assertive because we set a lot of things from that star position. And he has those tangibles. He's a good football player. So, we're moving around. Q moves around. D moves around. They play inside no different than Tremont back in the past, Jared Bush in the past, Charles Woodson in the past. There's no different than Casey Hayward in the past. You know, guys play inside and outside. He's one of them that can do it.
What do you think Kevin King
learned from that first experience? That's a good question for him. You know, I didn't ask him, so.
What did you want him to figure out from that game?
You know, on the touchdown, stay attached to your guy. You know, he thought the ball was going somewhere else. In man coverage, you stay attached to your guy and then make the tackle. I mean, we had two missed tackles from my group on that one play. The rest of the game, I mean, you know, he pretty much did what I wanted him to do, you know, so it was what it was.
Does that play a good experience of what an extended play is going to be like and never know a play is over? Because obviously,
when you're in man coverage, you finish your coverage on your guy. That's what it is. And so I don't know if it's a learning moment for him or not, but he thought the ball was being thrown to the guy that was running the crosser in his face, and the quarterback threw it to his guy. So that's not your business until the ball is actually thrown. You cover your guy, stay attached to him. And then if your guy makes the catch, you make the tackle.
I don't know if it's exactly the same route, but in practice today, you had that Devontae Adams.
Yeah, that's a totally different route.
Okay.
Yes.
Isn't that the same type of play where you want him on that guy? And is that kind of what you expect from him to be able to use?
Well, that route concept that we got in practice today was a very difficult one. It actually beats the coverage that we were in, and I wanted to see if we can stress that guy and the play it the way that he played it. So I was very pleased to see him make that play because it beats the coverage that we were in. It's something that Washington runs, so if they happen to catch us in that coverage, we better be able to defend it.
Joe, just behind the scenes, what have you seen from him in terms of just being able to get caught up now to where you guys
he's
are at?
He's fine. He's not. I mean, he's a really smart kid. He's one of the smartest, you know, rookies that I've had, you know, over my time. So he's caught up. He's ahead of the other guys. He's a smart kid.
Did you sense that eagerness from him once he did get here to be able to, you know, get back to where you guys want him to be after this?
I had no question about was he going to be ready to. Knowledge-wise, get it. He's a smart kid. And that was never an issue.
Joe, going back to Tom's question about Madarius, how has he kind of handled the – I mean, is it fair to say he's had kind of an up-and-down camp? Is that?
Yeah, that'd be fair to say.
How has he kind of handled it, and where do you think he is now? Because I keep thinking the last year where he had some really good moments for you.
Once again, that's a question for him. You know, I think you would ask him how he's handling it because I don't really concern myself with how guys are handling those type of issues. And, you know, I'm trying to make sure we have the right six guys to go win games. And so that's a great question for him. I know he's a good football player. I know he's going to help this football team, whichever role that we have him in. And the thing is that I think if anything that last year taught us is – we can't have one or two guys ready. We need a room of guys ready. So if he starts the year off at number one, if he starts the year off at number six, it doesn't matter. The entire room needs to be ready because, as you saw last year, we had so many different guys play, so many different guys start. And so just having one or two guys that are playing at a high level is not good enough in this league. We have to have the room. So that's, you know, hopefully the whole room is ready.
When you talked to the scouting department or when you watched tape on Kevin from college, did you know or did you expect him to be as willing and physical of a tackler as he's shown so far?
I don't talk to the scouting department. So, but yes, he's a good tackler.
Joe, are you asking your corners to get their hands on receivers more so and impress than they have, or do you pretty much just give them the choice of whether they want to actually bump and run when they're impressed?
When we're impressed, you know, we have a number of techniques that we use, but as much as possible, we want to get our hands on people. Now, will you always get your hands on people? No, you won't. But as much as possible, we want to get our hands on people. But it depends on how wide their release is. Different things can, if they're in a 1-2 stack, that can pull you off of it. So, you know, different factors go into it.
Do you see more teams, as soon as you go into man, running that stack? It seems like you see it a lot more in the NFL.
You're seeing stacks more, you know, because not only with man, but in zones, you can leverage people and get away from zones. Atlanta did a good job of that last year. I think Washington actually did a good job of it last year, getting into the 1-2 stacks. It softens your coverage up a little bit. But there's ways you can still play man concepts out of that can be aggressive once the receiver's routes declare. But it depends on the call that we're in, you know. So we have to make sure we're in the right call and they're in the calls as chess match.
Pipkins was pretty active on Thursday. Yeah, Thursday night's game. What do you think he might have there?
He was up and down. I mean, you say he was active. I like the aggression he played with, but he has some things he needs to clean up. Yeah.
Hey, Joe, is there anything DeBarius can do or should do to prevent what happened to him? I'm not blaming him. I'm just curious. Like, is that something he has to be more aware of?
No, I mean, DeMarius did everything he was supposed to. That's, you know, just thinking about that play, that's the type of play that we want to get out of this game, okay? We you know, we're looking to grow the game and I want my son to play and make this game as safe as possible. And that's the type of play that shouldn't be in the game, you know. And DeMarius did everything he was supposed to do. We've been prepped. All the team's been prepped on that play exactly. There was an example of it from the Miami game years ago. It shouldn't have happened. It's a shame that it did happen. And that's the type of play that we want to get out of this game so this game can grow and be the great game that it always has been and that will continue to be.